You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. Today is March 1st, 2024, and for this week's episode, I'm going to talk about a couple of great backlist titles related to the week's new releases. So hello, everyone! I hope you had a very successful extra day yesterday, your February 29th. I'm sure you're probably already making plans for the next one in 4 years. I'm recording this early, but I'm going to guess that I probably read books and talked out loud to the cats. It's a pretty safe bet. And now I'm going to talk out loud about books to you cats. But before I do that, I'm going to tell you a couple of other things. Well, I mean, you know, we're going to hear from a sponsor. I'm not going to like tell you my social security number, or, you know, what ingredients go on a pie. Here they are.
Today's episode is brought to you by Steve Aoki's Hero Quest at your local bookstore or online at herquest.com, and catch Steve live on the Heavenly Hell Tour. Hero Quest is a graphic novel that is the story of a genetically augmented metahuman named Hero who travels into the multiverse 400 years into the future to save Earth from a disaster it cannot avoid. It has everything from mutants to robots to zombies to aliens, witches, and more. It's a quest for 10 rings of tremendous power from 10 different worlds that will be needed to save our world from certain disaster. It's an epic journey that will require the hero named Hero to be cursed to save the lives of billions on Earth. It's a story of heroism, wonder, betrayal, and finally, revelation. This is the hero's journey. This is Hero's quest. So the story was imagined by the mind of Steve Aoki and written by New York Times bestselling author Jim Kruger and Steve Aoki. So make sure to check it out. And this episode comes thanks again to Steve Aoki's Hero Quest at your local bookstore or online at herquest.com, and catch Steve live on the Heavenly Hell Tour. Today's episode is brought to you by Greenleaf Book Group. No summer vacation should be without a great read, and I don't know about you, but I am partial to mysteries and thrillers for my hot month reads. It's hot girl reading summer, always over here, and from the award-winning librettist of Legally Blonde, the musical, and the screenwriter of Freaky Friday, Heather Hawke, comes the page-turning psychological thriller, The Trouble with Drowning. So when author Eden Hart floats into Tucson's Antigone Books and all her dazzling perfection to give a reading, Kat, a struggling writer, can't help but compare herself. Thankfully, Kat's life starts to take on its own Eden-like glow when her literary future takes shape and she falls madly in love with Jacob. As demons from her past begin to surface, Kat's mental health craters, and this halcyon dream slips through her fingers. For the fastest-paced, slow burn you won't be able to put down, be sure to check out The Trouble with Drowning by Heather Hawke on Amazon or your retailer of choice. And thanks again to Greenleaf Book Group for sponsoring this episode.
Okay. And before I tell you about my books, I want to ask you a question. Do you want to make your book club the best club? Then sign up for our In the Club newsletter. In the Club will deliver recommendations for the best books to discuss in your book clubs. From buzzy new releases to brilliant throwbacks, the books highlighted in this newsletter will drive your book club discussions. We'll also share some book club-friendly recipes and interesting bookish updates from all over. If you become a paid subscriber, you get even more recommendations plus community features. In other words, we'll keep you well-met, well-read, and well-fed. Visit bookriot.com/intheclub to sign up. That's bookriot.com/intheclub. Okay, so this week, February 27th, was an amazing new release day. So many great books. And one of the books that I really enjoyed that came out this week was Kindling by Tracy Chi. Although I don't know if I liked it better than the last one I read. I can't tell. I love them both. The last one I read is called A Thousand Steps into Night by Tracy Chi. I talked about it when it came out 2 years ago. It is an amazing YA Japanese-inspired historical fantasy, and it was a finalist for the National Book Award for Children's Literature. It's about a young girl named Miyoko. She lives a pretty uneventful life as the innkeeper's daughter, In their land of Awara, the girls and women of her village are thought to be better seen and not heard. They're oppressed by the patriarchal society in the land. And things get worse when Miyoko is cursed and she must leave her village before she turns into a demon, or she stays and gets captured by a demon hunter. So she decides she's going to leave. She basically gets run out of town. So she goes on a journey to find someone to reverse her curse. Along the way, she befriends a sassy magpie spirit and is vexed by a demon prince, and also has to avoid those pesky demon hunters. And while she has all this going on, her curse is giving her powers. And as she gets farther in her journey, she's like, do I want my old life back? Like, is being a demon so bad? Like, why would I give up this power in a world where women and girls have no voice? So she has a decision to make. It's really fun. It's a really fierce feminist fantasy about finding your voice. Content warnings do include misogyny, murder, sexism, violence, and animal death. That one is A Thousand Steps Into Night by Tracy Chi. And my other pick for today is And What Can We Offer You Tonight by Primi Mohammed. Primi Mohammed had a book out on Tuesday called The Butcher of the Forest. Patricia talks about it. I haven't read it yet, but I'm very excited. This is another novella. This one's a little bit shorter. It's only 80 pages long. It was nominated for the Nebula Award for Best Novella in 2021 and the World Fantasy Award for Novella in 2022. It's set in a dystopian world, and this is dystopian, so it's a harsh place. And the main setting for this novella is a house of pleasure. And the courtesans who live in this house with a capital H, they have it better than the people who live outside the house. Like, the world is a horrible, awful place. And they have, you know, clothes and food and, you know, a shelter. And it's not great. Like, there is still abuse and violence in the house. But they feel lucky to have their places there. And Jewel is a courtesan at the house. And when the story starts, one of her friends has been murdered by a client. And this goes unpunished because basically they, you know, paid for this very thing. And Jewel decides to get revenge for the death of her friend, possibly also subconsciously trying to blow up her life and also show that she and the others are not expendable. But complicating this, you know, because right now it kind of sounds like, you know, a fantasy Unforgiven. Complicating this is the fact that her murdered friend comes back to life. Like, is still there. It was so unusual, and I loved the writing. It kind of lulled me into a trance. It was just so inventive. It's also super grim and sad. And I loved it. You know, it was one of those books I finished and was like, that was really hard. I loved it. What's wrong with me? Kind of books. But it's so good. I do want to give content warnings for violence, sexual assault, and murder. That is And What Can We Offer You Tonight by Primi Mohammed. And for Dealer's Choice this week, I just got a couple of books the other day, like one right after the other, that seemed kind of themey, and they're both pretty short, so I thought I would read those next. The first one being Haunt Sweet Home by Sarah Pinsker, which comes out September 3rd. I love Sarah Pinsker's books. We Are Satellites, Sooner or Later Everything Falls Into the Sea. It's just so great. She wrote the novel, I'm forgetting the title right now, about the virus that makes it so everybody has to stay inside. It came out like a year before the pandemic started, which was very eerie. Now, this is a tour novella about a young woman who gets a job as a night shift PA on her cousin's haunted house makeover reality show. And the other one is called Hampton Heights, One Harrowing Night in the Most Haunted Neighborhood in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, by Dan Kois. This one comes out on September 17th. Kois is a writer, editor, and podcaster at Slate, as well as the author of several books, including the novel Vintage Contemporaries, which I have around here somewhere. Like I said, this is also pretty short. It's only 208 pages. It's about six middle school paper boys in 1987 who visit an unfamiliar neighborhood in Milwaukee, and they will be facing literal and metaphorical monsters. It's being billed as Stand By Me meets Stranger Things. Sounds like a good time. So that one is Hampton Heights by Dan Coyce. The other one was Haunt Sweet Home by Sarah Pinsker. And that is it for me this week, book lovers. Visit bookriot.com/intheclub to sign up. That's bookriot.com/intheclub. Thank you to our sponsor. Thank you to our awesome audio editor, Caitlin Brame. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. And if you're a fan of All the Books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever it is that you get your podcasts. It helps other book lovers to find us. And if you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books or my cats, you can catch me on Instagram at Franz and Comes Alive. I'll be back on Tuesday to tell you about the week's great new releases. March 5th, huge new release day. And for more recs or general bookishness, check out bookriot.com. And don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen or just search Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. Have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.